Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're tackling a problem that I know, keeps many of you up at night: data silos. It's like that feeling where you know the answer is out there somewhere, but it's buried in some spreadsheet on someone's computer and nobody can find it. And guess what? You sent in a stack of articles about a potential solution that frankly blew my mind. Hyperlinks. But we're not talking about clicking through web pages here. We're talking about using hyperlinks to organize, the world's data. To help us unpack this, we've got our experts joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's a fascinating concept, really. Taking something we use every day online and applying it to the way we manage information at a really fundamental level.
Okay, so before we get ahead of ourselves, let's set the stage a little bit. We've all felt the pain of data silos, right? Sales can't talk to marketing. Finance is speaking a totally different language. It's like every department is working with a totally different set of encyclopedias.
Exactly. And it's not just frustrating, It has real consequences. Think about the lost opportunities, the time wasted trying to reconcile conflicting data. It's holding us back.
So we know it's a mess, but why are data silos so pervasive? I mean, we have cloud computing, AI, you name it. Shouldn't we have solved this by now?
Well, I think so, wouldn't you? The truth is, we focus so much on building bigger, faster databases that we've kind of neglected the organizational structure. We've got these data warehouses the size of planets. But they're all speaking different languages, different schemas, different query languages, like SQL. It's like trying to build a library where every book is written in a different alphabet.
You know, it's funny you say that. It really is like a giant library where nobody can find the right book, let alone actually understand it. We've got all this information, but it's practically useless if it's not organized and connected.
Precisely. And that's where I think this idea of hyperlinks can really come in. Imagine if instead of these closed-off silos, we had a system where information was linked together. Like a giant web of knowledge. Need to find out more about a customer? Click a link. Want to see all the research related to a specific product? Click a link.
So instead of trying to create one massive database to rule them all, we could use hyperlinks to build these bridges between all these different data sets. Okay, I'm starting to see the appeal here, but help me understand this. How is this any different from the way we already use the internet?
That's a great question. Think about it this way. Before the internet, information was trapped in these closed systems. You had these, as one of your sources put it, big documents stuck in these proprietary formats. It was a nightmare to share or search through.
Oh, I remember those days. It's like trying to explain to my kids how we used to wait for actual paper maps to arrive in the mail before a road trip.
Exactly. The web changed all that by focusing on universal access and these connections. It wasn't about forcing everyone to use the same document type or anything like that. It was about creating a system where different systems could just communicate seamlessly. Remember that term, content type negotiation, from one of your articles? That's a key part of how the web works. It's how different systems can agree on a common language for exchanging information.
So instead of trying to create this one-size-fits-all solution for data, we could use hyperlinks to create a similar system of communication and connection.
Exactly. It's about embracing the diversity of data formats and systems out there, but finding a way to kind of weave them together into a cohesive whole. And that's the promise of hyperlinks as a data solution. They offer a way to create a truly interconnected web of data where information can flow freely and be easily accessible to anyone who needs it.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get the big picture, but let's zoom in a bit here. How would hyperlinks actually work in the context of data? I mean, I can't just click on a customer record in a database.
Right. Yeah. It's not about literal clicking. It's more about how do you create a system where these data points are connected by unique identifiers, right? Those hyperlinks. So instead of a customer just being customer ID 12345, they might have a unique hyperlink that acts like a superpowered key.
Ooh, a superpowered key. I like the sound of that.
Yeah. That's a good way to think about it. Because this hyperlink doesn't just identify the customer. It unlocks a whole world of information about them. Click on that link, or rather, have your system follow that link, and you might find their purchase history, their communication preferences, maybe even links to their social media profiles.
Ooh, so it's like each hyperlink is like a portal to this deeper layer of information. Instead of just seeing like a static data point, you can instantly access this rich tapestry of connected data. Okay, that's pretty incredible.
Exactly. And it's not just about making it easier to find things. It's about adding those layers of meaning and context that, that we as humans just totally take for granted.
Okay, so give me an example. What do you mean by that?
Okay, well, think about how we use language. Like, a single word can have multiple meanings.
Right.
Right? If I say apple, am I talking about the fruit, the tech company, or someone named Apple?
Right, right. Of course, we understand the meaning of apple based on the words around it, the context.
Precisely. And that's what hyperlinks can do for data. They provide that missing context. One of your sources mentioned these terms, denoting and connoting. And I think that's a really helpful distinction here. Hyperlinks do both. They denote, meaning they identify what something is, but they also connote, providing context and relationships.
Okay, I'm starting to see how powerful this could be. But let's get down to brass tacks. We know this is already being used by the EU and others. But give me a real-world example of how this could solve a really concrete data problem.
Absolutely. Let's say you're a researcher studying a particular protein. In the past, you might have to search through dozens of databases, each with its own naming conventions and formats, all that, just to try to find all the relevant information. But with hyperlinks, that protein could have a unique identifier that links to literally every single research paper, a clinical trial, you know, genomic database, anywhere that it's mentioned.
Wow. So instead of chasing down all these data points like a digital detective, you could just follow the hyperlinks to build this complete picture of the research landscape. That would be a game changer for scientists.
Exactly. And it's not just about, like, efficiency. It's about enabling new discoveries that just wouldn't be possible otherwise. Imagine being able to connect the dots between these seemingly totally unrelated data sets, right? Mm-hmm. You might find correlations that lead to medical breakthroughs, identify patterns in consumer behavior, or even discover completely new solutions to climate change.
Okay, yeah. This is starting to sound like that semantic web idea we've been hearing so much about. Is that what we're talking about here?
It's definitely a step in that direction. The semantic web is really all about creating a web of data that machines can understand, you know, as well as humans do. And hyperlinks are just a crucial part of making that happen. They provide that structure, the language that allows machines to navigate and really understand the relationships between all these different pieces of information.
Instead of just storing data, we're teaching machines to actually understand it, to reason about it, just like we do.
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting. Because once machines can start to understand data in a more human way, the possibilities are kind of limitless.
Okay, I'll admit it, my mind is officially blown. But let's shift gears for a moment and talk about, like, the elephant in the room here. We've got all these existing systems, databases, not to mention, like, all the security concerns. Is this whole hyperlink thing just a pie in the sky idea, or can it actually be implemented in the real world?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
And the good news is, we're not talking about, like, a complete overhaul of everything you already have.
So no need to throw out my trusty Excel spreadsheets just yet.
Not at all. Hyperlinks are more like adding this layer of intelligence on top of your existing systems, you know?
Yeah.
Think of it as building bridges between your data silos rather than, like, tearing them down and starting from scratch. You can keep using the tools you're already familiar with, but now they can actually talk to each other in a way that they just couldn't before.
Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better. But what about, like, data security and governance? Those are huge concerns these days, especially with, like, this interconnected world that you're describing.
Absolutely, and for good reason.
Yeah.
But here's the interesting thing. Hyperlinks can actually make data governance more robust, not less.
Ooh, now that's a plot twist I wasn't expecting.
How so?
Well, remember how we were talking about how hyperlinks can actually express these relationships? Well, that same principle applies to things like access controls and data usage policies. You can literally use hyperlinks to specify, you know, who has access to what data, under what conditions, for what purpose. And all of that is machine readable. Oh, wow. So instead of relying on this, like, patchwork of security measures, you would have this unified system that's built on these hyperlinks. It's like giving each piece of data its own DNA with these built-in instructions for how it can be used.
That's a great analogy. And it's not even just about security. It's also about transparency and accountability. Mm-hmm. Imagine a world where you can trace the lineage of a piece of data, see where it came from, how it's been used, who's accessed it. That's the kind of transparency that can really build trust.
Oh, yeah. It's like the ultimate data trail. But instead of breadcrumbs, we have hyperlinks.
Precisely. And that brings us back to the bigger picture, that idea of a semantic web we touched upon earlier. We're talking about a future where AI can actually leverage this interconnected, well-governed data to make decisions, solve problems, even drive innovation in ways we can't even imagine yet.
So what you're saying is, this isn't just about organizing data. It's about fundamentally changing the way that we as humans interact with information and unlocking this whole new realm of possibilities.
Exactly. It's a journey we're all on together.
Well, this has been an incredible deep dive. We've gone from spreadsheets to super keys to a whole new vision for the future of data. If you're listening to this and your mind isn't racing with possibilities, hit rewind, because you definitely missed something incredible.
I think the most exciting part is we're just scratching the surface. Who knows what we'll be able to achieve when machines can truly understand the world through this interconnected web of data, right?
I think that's the perfect note to end on. A huge thank you to our expert for guiding us through this mind-bending topic. And to all of you listening, keep those data fires burning.
Yeah.
Because the future is waiting to be linked.